everybody today.
Yay.
Yeah. So is it officially over?
No,
not yet.
One more week, but it's
going to
be all
over. Yes. Okay, it's a fun week. Okay, yes. And for some, it's all over. How many of you have graduated to the next level?
Not yet.
So, how many of you will be moving up to the next level? You guys will be too. Yeah, right? Everybody will be. It's like you're rising up to the next level, right? Yeah. Or maybe moving over to maybe a different level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we might be staying in the same place but learning something new. Again, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. Takes me sometimes 2 or 3 or 4 times to get it right. Anybody else like that? Am I the only one?
Every once in a while.
Okay, thanks for admitting that. So I guess maybe I'm not.
Yes.
It's true. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, it takes me a little bit of time to get it. So we heard a story this morning. We're not going to talk about the letter that Paul wrote to all the people in Galatia. We're going to talk about the story about Jesus that I read. What's one thing that you heard in that story? One thing. Can you remember?
I can't.
Jesus made water. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not in that story, but that's true. Yes. He rose a boy from the dead.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. He was probably a young man, right? So he's probably a young man. So was his mother, let's see, before Jesus rose him from the dead, was his mother happy?
No.
No, before. Was she happy before? No, she wasn't happy. She was weeping and she was crying. Did you ever tell somebody, oh, stop crying?
No.
I know, it's really a hard, sometimes it's a hard thing to tell people to stop crying because they're really, really upset, right? And you know, that's something they teach pastors. Don't tell somebody to stop crying if they're feeling sad, right? Because you just like want to feel sad, don't you? But you know something? Jesus could say, stop crying. Do you know why he could say, stop crying?
Because.
What was he going to do?
Make them feel better.
Well, how was he going to make her feel better?
Making the man
rise from the dead. Yes. See, Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. And that's why he could tell her, don't cry. He knew that he was going to bring the man back to life again. It was a miracle. And so, do we always get to see people rise from the dead?
No.
We don't physically, do we? No. But where do we know they are?
In heaven.
Exactly. So are they alive in heaven?
Yes.
Do we get to see them?
No.
Will we see them?
Yes.
Perfect answers. Okay, yeah, that part you get. Mm-hmm. Right? So we may not see them now. We know that they're with us because they're with Jesus. Do we see Jesus?
No.
Where's Jesus living?
In heaven.
No.
Where?
In our hearts.
Jesus is living in our hearts. And you know, that's true also for the people who aren't with us anymore, our grandmas and our grandpas, and maybe our moms and our dads and our aunts and our uncles. And some, they're in our hearts too. They're with us because we know that they're with Jesus. And that's how we know that Jesus, everybody rises from death. You know, one day, well, there really is no more death, but one day, we're all going to be together. All of us. Where's that going to be?
In heaven.
What if I told you heaven was right here?
Then we would be away from heaven.
Then we live in heaven.
But what if I told you? So the Bible says that the new city where everybody is alive and well comes down here. What if I tell you that this is the place where heaven's going to be, and everything is going to be absolutely beautiful, and there's not going to be any more death, and there's going to be all these wonderful things.
And then no one's going to die.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That everyone who's with Jesus in heaven, we all are together right here in this very place.
Is that true?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is. It is in the Bible. Yeah, one day that is absolutely going to happen. And isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Because we can't wait for the day that that happens, right?
Yes.
Yes. Jesus causes all things to live.
Mm-hmm. When everybody dies, then it will happen?
I don't know. Jesus says he's going to come back anytime. Anytime. He doesn't know when he's coming back. Only God the Father knows. But he can come back anytime.
Down here?
Yeah, yeah, right here. Where we will physically see him, but right now we know he's here with us where?
In
our hearts. That's right, because Jesus is always with us. And who helps us? Remember we learned about the three parts of God, right? There's God the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so who helps us today? The Holy Spirit, right, the Holy Spirit who's with us today in our hearts with Jesus. Yeah. So let's pray together, okay? Wait. Dochis, did I say that right? Dachi, said it right, okay. So do you have dachis for everybody, John? Okay, John, can I hand you this microphone so you can just talk a little bit, okay? Just so they can hear you, nothing crazy. So tell us where did you used to live, John?
Korea.
Lived in Korea. And for how long were you there? Do you remember?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. Now, you know how to speak a little bit Korean, don't you? Can you say the word alive? Can you say living? Can you say hello? Can you say hello?
NSF?
Okay, try, because that sounded like not sufficient funds. So let's try again. And that's just something I said, not you, okay? So let's try hello again. Ready?
Anahasel.
Oh, I'm not getting it right. Let's try it again.
Anahasel.
Okay, hello. How's that sound? Hello. Do you know how to say love? Let's see, what other word? Do you know how to say God?
Food.
Oh, you know food words. Do you know water?
Appa.
Appa. And what other food words do you know? You know enough to make sure you get something to eat, right? Well, hello and welcome back. And we're so glad that you're here. And do you want to share with everybody what you made? Okay, they're right here. Right there. You can do it. You can just pour it right out so everyone can take one. Grabbing. Be nice now. This is what John made for everybody. And it's part of a Korean game that they will be playing. And you're going to teach everyone how to make these, right? I can't believe that you made all these. This is fantastic. So thank you so very much. Okay, let's say a prayer together. Everybody got their dachi?
Yeah.
One. Right. If you don't have one, we'll just put them right back so other people can have one, okay?
Yeah.
One. All right, great. Okay, so let's pray together. Everybody got one? Yeah. Helen, do you have one?
Yeah.
Would you like one? Here, let's hand that one to Helen, okay? Cassidy, have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks today. We give you thanks to hear the story about how you told the woman whose son died not to cry, not to weep, because you knew that you were going to raise him from the dead, and you did, just like you raised all of your children and bring them home with you, and one day we will all be reunited. We will be together with you again. And we also give you thanks for the safe return of John and David, as well as his mommy and his daddy. And we thank you for the gift that he has given to us in this dachi game, and that we learn how what it's like to live in Korea, and we also learn how to play the game that the children in Korea play. And so we thank you for this day and for these gifts. We pray this in Jesus' name. All of Jesus' children say,
Amen. Amen.